A glint of light crests a metallic O letters joined to form a text entertainment one. Streaks of blue light appear as a box with rounded edges forms a logo E1. The words Dimension Films appear against a purple sky. It explodes. An animated boy dons sunglasses and sits in an armchair. He presses a button on a remote. Inbuilt jetpacks fire up and the armchair zooms past a logo. Troublemaker Studios. Bold metallic words appear against a stormy purple sky. A Robert Rodriguez digital file. Title Spy Kids 3. Game over. Daytime, a view of a deserted water theme park. A leaflet with the words Agua Park lies on the ground.
Agua, as in water. Cute, but I wasn't here for cute. I was here because I'd gotten a call for my regular fee. $4.99. I'm an ex-secret agent. My name is Juni Cortez. Now I'm a private detective. A PI. A private eye.
He lifts his foot.
A gumshoe.
He approaches a dark-haired girl.
I know why the water from your park is missing.
Pray tell.
It's winter. They shut down the park during the winter.
Who's they?
The people who really own this park.
She holds out cash.
Times are tough, and a guy's gotta do what he's gotta do. From saving cats and trees, to finding lost toys.
He finds a toy in a junk store. Moments later, he strolls down a street.
Helping people. Hold on.
Yeah? The OSS is looking for me. Look, I'm no longer an agent. I can't help you. Whatever it is, it's your problem. Leave me alone.
He hangs up.
I've been burned by the agency, the OSS. So I left. No going back. I handle my own assignments now. Smaller in scale. I was saving up for something big. I was standing in line to buy my copy of the biggest virtual reality game in history. It goes online at midnight. Pretty exciting, I suppose.
Game over! The biggest video game to ever be created, period. This is a worldwide event. The game was created by someone known only as the Toy Maker, who was once again unavailable for interviews.
Juni waits in a queue outside the video game store.
But there's gotta be some things more important than games.
He glances between a charity foundation and his piggy bank.
Oh, and did we mention the surprises that Toy Maker has in store for those of you that complete level 5? Untold riches, toys, and prizes beyond your wildest dreams.
Hey, no cutting in line, freak.
I wasn't cutting, I was standing right here.
End of the line.
Juni steps back.
Needless to say, things have been pretty lame since I left the OSS.
He tumbles and breaks the piggy bank.
Things were about to get worse.
Later, he enters his tree house and sets a box marked fragile on his desk. He opens it and finds an envelope inside.
Dear Juni, I was doing some work and thought you might like these. Miniaturized sharks. Remember, they're still man-eaters, so don't be poking your fingers in the bowl. Take care. If you guys ever need anything, I'll be there. Romero.
Ralph, write a thank you note back to Romero.
A robotic spy bug drops to the table and writes the thank you note. The miniature spider monkey approaches Ralph and they parry.
Behave, you guys. No fighting.
He pushes a compartment and a keyboard pops out of the table. He types on it. A blonde girl flies towards him with her spinning ponytails.
What you doing?
Hi, Gertie. I'm just doing nothing. Again.
What's that?
Mexican chocolate.
She drinks it.
Where's your mom and dad?
on an assignment. It was my idea not to be part of the family business.
They're all on missions. Your sister too, huh?
I haven't seen Carmen since Christmas, last year.
Just join back up. The OSS could really use you.
Yeah, use me.
Not what I meant. Don't hold on to the past, Junie. Look at me. 9 years old and nowhere to go but up.
The only tribe worth belonging to is the one that you're born into.
Yeah, your family. It's good to take care of your family. But remember one thing. Everyone's your family.
She flies away.
That makes no sense.
A holographic broadcast reads President of the United States.
Hello, Junie.
Mr. President?
Well, you can call me Devlin.
Weren't you already running the country when you were head of the OSS?
Well, I was running the country, but since the OSS is a secret organization, no one knew it. I wanted the world to know that I was in charge, so I became President of the United States. It all depends upon your preference, reality or perception. Perception works for me.
Well, I'm into reality. And the reality is, nothing you can say will make me rejoin the OSS. That is why you called, isn't it?
The OSS needs you to return.
I'm retired.
Well, who's living in perception now? The fact is, there is no retirement. Once an agent, always an agent. Now it's time for you to be a big boy and reinstate.
With all due respect, sir, no.
Well, then, hold on to your seat, because here's the reality. Your sister's missing.
Junie looks at a framed photo of Carmen. Next, a helicopter approaches the OSS HQ.
Agent Cortez to games and theory?
That's X, Agent Cortez.
Now he enters a secret lab.
You know, that one's defective. It's something's wrong with the shape. There's got to be something to take that one back.
The door closes behind Junie.
Man, we're on. We're on!
OSS operatives take their seats in hexagonal-shaped workspaces.
Hello, Junie.
Dawn again. Been a good boy lately.
Yes. Very, very good.
Mrs. Giggles must have stringed you out.
She turns around.
I certainly did.
Hello, Francesca.
Yeah, she worked me over pretty good, actually.
Darling, behave. What do you know about a video game called Game Over?
I know that just about every kid in the world is gonna sign on and play it.
Not if we can help it. The game is a trap.
Once plugged into the game, parents won't even be able to get their children's attention.
What else is new?
This is different. Once you get through the game, your mind belongs to the toy maker.
The inventor of the game. He wants to enslave the world's youth with mind control. You control the youth, you control the future of the world.
She's an ingenious hacker, your sister. We sent her inside to shut down the game. But, she disappeared.
How can she disappear inside a game?
She didn't physically. Actually, she's right here in the building.
Carmen floats midair.
Carmen! Carmen!
She can't hear you. Her mind's still in the game. She got as far as level 4, then nothing.
Why would she even go in there without any backup?
Because her first and only choice wouldn't answer our calls.
So she decided to go alone.
Now, you go in. Find your sister. Help her shut down the game in 12 hours, or it's game over for everyone. Are you with us?
He glances at Carmen.
Okay.
Then let's go.
She clicks a few red buttons.
So I have to shut down the game but not release the toy maker?
Exactly. It would be catastrophic if he escaped. The toy maker hates us for imprisoning him in cyberspace all these years.
What made you do that?
Who knows? It was years ago. Now, you'll have to start on level 1 like everyone else. Find your sister on level 4, then proceed to level 5.
Which is unwinnable.
Level 5 is unwinnable?
Level 5 is where you shut down the game. If the game is not shut down, you'll stay trapped inside with everyone else when the toy maker takes over the world.
He grabs a pair of metallic glasses.
Put on these glasses, and you'll enter the world of the game.
A door slides open in front of Junie.
You're being sent into a zero-gravity chamber alongside Carmen. That should give you a competitive edge.
When you're in the game, things will feel real to you.
Are they real?
Good luck, Junie.
She rushes away.
Find Carmen, shut down the game. Whatever you do, don't let the toy maker out.
Junie gets sucked into the zero gravity chamber. He gapes as he speeds through the vortex. Golden cubes swivel around the vortex. Now in the game world, he lands hard on a pixelated ground. He looks around and knocks on the ground.
Computer generated.
He stands up and scans a street.
Low res.
Carmen, can you hear me? It's Junie, your brother.
A group of toads hop on Pogo sticks. He flees. He pauses and turns around. A player sporting red armor collects a few gold coins. The toads stick their tongues out, causing the player to drop the coins. He ducks and evades their tongues. He grabs a toad's tongue and spins it around. The other toads collapse on the ground. The player hurls the toad into the air. He picks up the coins and approaches Junie. Junie takes his foot off a gold coin. The red player takes it. He jumps and holds onto a pogo toad. Junie runs and grabs a bespectacled boy hopping on a pogo stick. He presses a button on his shoulder plate. A metallic arm pops out of the boy's back and grabs Junie's head. It drops him into a sewer hole.
How is he?
His brainwaves are normal.
But how is he?
Oh, he fell.
Now a robotic head drifts towards Junie, who lies atop a pedestal. Junie complies.
You fell 3 stories.
I survived?
Not exactly. That is your life count.
8 lives.
After taking heavy damage, you lose a life.
What happens when I hit 0?
Game over. When you run out of life, you lose. No replays, no restarts.
Junie checks his wristwatch.
What happened to my 12 hours? I only have 4 now.
Time flies when you're playing games.
This is crazy.
Better hurry.
The robotic head ejects liquid metal. Junie pushes the substance. It takes him back to the surface. He lands on a field and sees targets flying in the sky. The red player and the bespectacled boy approach him.
So who are you?
I'm Junie Cortez, ex-secret agent of the OSS. I need to get to level 5. But I only have a few hours before the toy maker takes over the world.
Level 5? Level 5 is unwinnable.
I understand that, but I have to save the world.
Hey, Rez. This person thinks he's level 5 material.
So I hear.
You guys must be beta testers.
One of the first allowed to roam free these coveted digital hills, my friend. How can I offer service? I'm Rez.
He drops down from a target.
Hi, Rez. Now, about saving the world.
If anyone's gonna get to the great prize at level 5, it's gonna be one of us.
Whatever. I want cheat codes, backdoor entrances, shortcuts, anything. I can pay you with bonus packs.
Implementation of any form of hack code or cheat boost would trigger an immediate game over and permanent evac from the game.
It's on your tech manual.
You have to play the game by the rules.
The red player breaks the bonus packs.
Or not at all.
All right. How do I get to level 2 as quickly as possible?
Lives are at stake. Please.
See that target? Hit it. You'll bounce straight to the moon.
Yeah. I'd suggest a running start. Level 2 is on the dark side of the moon. Only way to get there is by hitting that target and bouncing to it.
Not a lot of realism in these games, is there?
He sprints and jumps onto the target. He gets catapulted skyward.
Won't be seeing him anymore. Let's go.
Less competition, the better.
Junie zooms out of Earth and speeds towards the moon.
Wow!
He bounces and lands hard on the surface of the moon. He gets to his feet. Seven lives.
Oh, great.
The robotic head drifts towards him.
A message from the OSS. Do you accept?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Junie. We can no longer be of assistance.
What assistance?
You do get one additional lifeline, which you can choose to use now or later.
Now, give it to me now.
You get to bring in any one person from the outside to help you on your journey.
Call up the family files.
Sir, athletic, knows karate. Intelligent, strategic, knows karate.
Wait a minute. Go back to Grandpa.
Pros, superior intellect. Cons, physically disabled.
He's been paralyzed from the waist down for 30 years. His energy force would have doubled back again, making his arms, his heart, his brain twice as strong as a normal person.
What are you thinking, sir?
I choose Grandpa.
Selected. One moment.
Junie loses 30 minutes of time. Grandpa appears out of thin air.
That was fast. Sort of. Grandpa!
Junie! Where am I?
In a video game. Run by a madman called the Toymaker.
The Toymaker is here?
You know him?
I've been hunting him down for 30 years, Junie. You shouldn't have brought me here.
I needed your help. We have to find Carmen and shut down the game.
A purple orb spawns before them.
What is that?
It's a power-up of some kind. Mega Legs.
Give it to me.
Junie gently pushes in his direction. He grabs the power-up. An armored grandpa stands on his feet.
You can walk.
No, Junie.
He jumps over Junie and lands a few yards away.
Oh, I can do more than that.
Wow.
Grandpa tries to catch a blue butterfly. The butterfly flits away.
Grandpa?
Grandpa goes after it.
Where are you going?
Don't wait for me, Junie. I'll catch up with you.
But we have to find... Carmen.
He looks around. Meanwhile, the toy maker winds up a winged toy.
Valentine, my old friend. You think you'll catch me this time, don't you? Well...
He looks at a hologram of Grandpa.
You will. Oh, you will.
Three men watch as he approaches an orb.
Everything falls into place. Everything falls.
He gazes at Carmen trapped inside the orb. Now Junie walks to a building with a yellow sign on the entrance. It reads Rebel Rockets. Metal parts get thrown out of the building. A door opens and Junie enters a battle arena. He gapes at the cheering audience. A player with black and silver bodysuit strides towards him.
A courageous new contestant! Welcome to the RoboCon!
I need to get to level 2.
Well, you came to the wrong place. This is the Arena of Misfortune. If you want to get to level 2, you're gonna have to battle a mech.
How do I do that?
I'll explain it to you when you get up there.
Junie rides on a platform.
Just go out there in your battle mech and fight!
Two metallic walls press against Junie. They retract to reveal Junie now in a powerful yellow bodysuit.
Wait a minute. Am I fighting her?
He points at a short-haired young girl.
Don't get too trashed and I win bonus points.
The player leaves. Junie descends on a platform and gets placed on a massive yellow mecha suit. The mecha clenches its fist.
Right foot, left foot, right foot. Oh.
He stumbles.
How do you work this thing?
The mecha steps forward clumsily. A purple mecha with a girl in it casually approaches the center of the arena. A robotic referee glides towards them.
Okay, I want a good clean robo fight. There will be no kidney punches, no rabbit punches, no eye gouging or ear biting. Unless, of course, you can't help yourself.
Junie waves at her.
Hi.
He extends his hand and the mecha's arm hits her.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He didn't mean it. Really, really.
She gets into a boxing stance.
No. No, no, no. Please, no.
A powerful punch knocks down the yellow mecha. She cracks her knuckles. He sits up and climbs back to his feet. She extends her hand for a shake. He hesitantly goes to take her hand. She flips the mecha over and waves at the audience. She blows a kiss at them. The computer-generated audience cheer. The battle mechs face each other for the second round. Demetra thrashes the mecha and body slams it hard. She grabs its legs and spins it around. She smiles. She throws it into the air. It plummets. His life count reads 6.
Help.
She puts her feet on the mecha's chest. He sweeps the purple mecha off its footing. She kicks up from the ground and charges at the yellow mecha. The yellow mecha jumps in the nick of time and the opponent slams against the wall.
Oh, that's good.
She holds her forehead and turns around. Her lifeline drops to 7. The battle mechs get into their fighting stances as the third round begins. The yellow mech climbs onto the arena wall and runs around in circles. Purple mech's torso spins as the yellow mech sprints faster. The purple mech spins counterclockwise. Bolts and screws fly out of the purple mech. The yellow mech climbs down as Demetra flails her arms around groggily. The purple mech falls hard as the yellow mech touches it. Her lifeline counts down to 3. She and her mech get pulled into a pod.
Kid that doesn't know how to fight. You sure know how to fight. Congratulations, and keep the suit. Hey!
He gets catapulted back to Earth. Meanwhile, in the Toymaker's lair.
So, let's go over this again, shall we? So there's no mistakes, so there's no gross error, so there's no lack of communication amongst us. What I want, what we want, what do we want?
Our time on this planet is over. It belongs now to our youth.
Not if we control their minds.
Oh, we could, like, start the world over again and cure it of its diseases. We could begin anew.
The toy maker grabs the wing toy and hurls it at one of the holographic representation of his personality.
Forget what we could do, it's what we should do. Am I doing the right thing?
It's not about the right thing, it's about the smart thing. We won't escape this place otherwise.
I speak for all of us when I say, we want out! Yeah, and justifies the means.
You had the children's attention. The question is, what are you teaching them?
Who are you people?
We are you.
Forgive me. I forget the extent of my programming powers from time to time, and for a moment, I actually believe that you existed.
One of them flashes the peace sign.
Goodbye.
He touches a screen and they disappear.
Out. This childish game will soon be over, and then the real game will begin.
He gazes at a hologram of a city. Now in a city, Junie climbs on top of a pedestal on a rooftop. A billboard behind him reads Game Over. His body armor aligns with an outline of a silhouetted character on the board. Rez stares at him and nods.
Will you look at this?
The other beta testers join him.
Hold on to your joysticks, boys. I think we got him.
Rez and the bespectacled boy approach Junie.
You're the guy.
I'm the who?
The guy. The guy from the poster. That guy.
No, wait a minute. I'm only looking for my sister. She's somewhere on level 4. Then I'm heading out through level 5.
The beta testers gather around him.
So you can win the game.
I guess that's one way of putting it.
You see, according to the tech manual, if we find the guy, he'll lead us through the unwinnable level.
Hey, just because he made it out of Robocon in one piece doesn't mean he's the guy.
He's the first I've seen to make it out with a power suit.
And give me a break. This wimp's a phony.
It's only one way to find out.
Mega Race. The fastest, most dangerous race in the game world.
No, wait, I already told you I'm not the guy!
Go.
Okay.
Now they approach the start line.
The race will begin shortly. Claim your vehicle.
They sit in vehicles resembling bots.
You got to be kidding.
This race will tell us if you're the guy. If you are, you can hang with us.
But if you're a phony, Arnold will crush you.
Arnold, the red player, hurls a player out of a vehicle.
Not the guy. How many times do I have to say it?
There are no rules in this race except win at any cost.
Junie's pod attaches to a car-like vehicle. Arnold's vehicle clamps onto a large wheel. Rez's vehicle attaches to a fat rear wheel. Rez revs the vehicle and the front wheels retract back to the chassis. The Metra dons a helmet and rides a vehicle resembling a pogo stick. She points at Junie and makes the throat-slitting gesture. She turns towards the start line.
We're trying to help you out. As much as we can.
The race will begin. Now!
One, two, three, go!
Junie struggles to control the vehicle as it hurtles at great speed. Demetra throws two weapons and shocks Junie. He clicks a button and his vehicle flings a massive pie at her.
Easy as pie.
Junie, push the red button.
The one that says, do not push?
Yeah, push it. It's a turbo boost.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Russ hits the brakes and puts some distance with Junie's vehicle. Junie presses the button and the car topples and rolls along the track. He jumps and holds onto Rez's vehicle.
Hey, Rez! Give me a hand!
Hey, how about a foot?
He stomps on Junie's hand. Junie lets go and narrowly dodges the speeding vehicles behind him. Rez's eyes widen. His vehicle rams into Junie's vehicle. He gets thrown off the vehicle and loses two lives.
Sucker.
He steals another player's vehicle. Grandpa licks Junie.
You're supposed to be winning the race, Junie.
Grandpa!
Grandpa pulls out the bespectacled player from his vehicle and sits Junie in it. The racers speed into a tunnel. Rez tries to sideswipe Junie off the track. Another player kicks Junie's vehicle.
What is this?
The road curves skyward. The racers zoom ahead and plummet onto another road. A player crashes into the edge of the road and loses his lives upon impact. Junie dodges a rolling vehicle as he catches up to Rez. Rez slides his hand into a boxing glove and tries to punch Junie. The boxing glove springs out from Rez's hand.
The glove! Grab the glove! The glove!
Junie grabs the glove and tucks it into his vehicle. Rez's vehicle loses traction and flips over. Junie clicks a button and a pair of scissors snaps the spring on the glove. Grandpa dodges Rez's vehicle in the nick of time. The racers rocket towards a dark pipeline. Junie accelerates as the other racers ride around the pipeline. He rides into a tunnel with strobe lights bordering its walls. The vehicle soars and lands hard on a road. He gazes ahead and slams the brakes. The vehicle screeches and skids to a halt at the edge of the road. He notices a treacherous drop. The racers rocket towards him. He gets knocked off his vehicle and plummets with the racers. His lifeline reads 5.
Grab another bike, Junie!
Junie grabs a pod-like motorcycle.
Final stretch!
He rides down a glass track. An armored vehicle races after him. Demetra sits behind the wheel. Junie dodges the mechanical arm of the vehicle. The arm grabs the back of the motorbike and rips it apart. Junie sits on the shield and slides towards the finish line. The beta testers watch as Junie rises. He kicks the edge of the shield and catches it.
I thought you were him. Knew it.
The bespectacled player pats him.
Guess you are.
Demetra takes off the helmet to reveal herself.
So, I hear you're the guy.
I am definitely the guy.
Yeah!
She smiles as the other players cheer for him. Grandpa drives out of the tunnel and gets out of the vehicle.
So now what, guy?
I have to go talk to my grandfather.
To who?
I mean, I must confer with the wizard of Atari, Sega, Nintendo.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
She looks at Junie with suspicion.
Congratulations. You won the race.
But now they think I'm some important guy who's going to win the game for them.
For our purposes, that's very good. They can lead us to level 4 more quickly. So you can find your sisters, so we can shut down the game and make things right. So that I can find...
The butterfly rests on his thumb.
The toy maker.
We're not supposed to get near the toy maker.
So say the rules of the OSS, which I'm not following.
He might escape. We can't risk that.
Oh, Junie. I don't plan on letting go anywhere.
Guy!
We'll talk about this later.
Junie approaches the players.
Okay, here it is. I'm not supposed to lead you to level 5. You're supposed to lead me there.
So you mean we work together?
The wizard said if we all work together, we all win.
With my strength, my brains,
my cool,
my intuition.
Okay, so you're the guy. We're all counting on you. But if you fail us, or if you're not who you say you are, this life counter will hit 0 faster than you can say, oops.
Deal. First, I gotta find my sister. So, level 4, people, move!
She shoots him a look as she follows the other players. Meanwhile, at the OSS HQ.
Come on, Grandpa.
He's doing good, huh?
Yeah, he's doing great, and that's the problem.
Why?
They've awoken the programmers.
What? Pull him out of there now.
Too late.
Now the players approach an industrial city.
All right. This is cool. We'll get there in no time.
Electronic chips drift in the air.
What is this?
A chip sticks to the bespectacled player's arm.
Wait a minute. Programmers!
Who are these, programmers?
The Brainiacs wrote the book for the game.
So, they work for the toy maker, huh?
Programmers are the reason that you found us on level 1. They caught Francis cheating during the Mega Race. They'll bounce us back to level 1 again if they catch us.
Level 1? I don't have time for that!
Lightning flashes.
Spread out.
Don't split up! It never works! If we just stick together... All right, Grandpa, I guess it's just you and me.
He looks around.
Hello? Grandpa?
He walks down a path. He pauses and checks behind him.
Can you at least try and act like you're the guy?
You know my secret?
I've seen the real guy, and you're not him.
Why are programmers chasing us?
Someone's got a game cheat.
What's this?
A map to the game?
This is illegal.
You want to find your sister or not? Give me the map.
A holographic schematic of the city.
Okay. Wow. We're in Machine City. If we cut across here, we'll be able to reach level 4.
Where Carmen is.
Right. Then, if we cut through Lava Mountain, we'll be right at the door of the unwinnable level.
Shortcuts. This is good.
This is very good.
Game cheats.
That's against the rules. We're gonna have to bounce you back to level one.
You can't scare us. He's the guy.
Grandpa!
Listen to that, E-Dog. The guy is calling his grandpa. I'm so scared.
Come and get me, Gramps.
What's he gonna do? Drool on us?
Why are you picking on my grandson? Why?
They got Logos and E-Dog, the leaders.
You are programmers? Let's see what you really look like, huh?
Francis uses a device to reveal the true identity of the programmers.
Very unimpressive.
Computer nerds.
Now tell me, where is the toy maker?
Grandpa, wizard, put them down.
Grandpa complies. The programmers flee. Number 4 appears on Junie's life monitor.
He's good. The boy warrior is very, very good.
But he's got to keep going. We run the risk of discouraging him if the next levels are too challenging. But only by seeking challenges can we hope to find the best in ourselves. Can we help him?
No. It's against the rules of the game. This isn't a game. It's life!
I don't mind talking to myself. But when you guys start to cut me out of the conversation, that's when it gets a little strange. That's it. More life is what we need. We'll grant the boy a gift. The gift of life.
The trio of his personalities high-five each other. Meanwhile, the players continue their quest.
Don't worry, guy. From here on out, I'll protect you.
Are you all right, guy?
Hey, you found a life pack.
What?
That's rare. Never seen one up close before.
What do I do?
Crush it in your hands. You'll gain life.
Junie takes it.
How much? All depends.
Junie approaches Demetra.
I got extra life, Demetra.
Congratulations. You'll need it the most.
I want you to take it.
Junie, I can't.
He crushes it and pushes the life dust towards her. She regains her 9 lives.
Does he know what that's worth?
Of course he does.
I owed you from the robot arena. Also, I don't want anything to happen to you.
Thank you.
Francis, Arnold, and Rez nod at him. The players walk along a floating platform. Large structures hovers in the sky.
Wish my family could see this amazing place.
What are you doing in the game, Arnold?
Rez, Demetra, and Francis take a few steps back. Arnold wears a blank expression and turns to face Junie. Arnold takes off his red goggles.
Well, actually, I got in on a beta tester's visa. I'm here for the great prize behind level 5. It'll save my family from poverty. What waits for us in level 5? I mean, is it all true? Untold riches?
Arnold, you should know that when we reach the end of the game...
No. Don't tell me. I want it to be a surprise.
I'm sure it will be.
Attention gamers! Stand on the red line. Choose your best player.
Junie steps on a platform.
Choose your strongest player.
That'd be Arnold.
Arnold joins Junie. The two platforms drift in the air. Junie and Demetra wave at each other. Junie and Arnold receive lightsabers.
Survival of the fittest. Face your opponent.
Wait a minute. I'm not fighting Arnold.
I don't want to crush Junie.
The winner shall proceed with the others to level 4. The loser shall be given an immediate game over and will be evacuated permanently from the game.
Arnold, I have to save my sister.
Sorry, Junior. But I have my own family to think about.
He puts on his goggles.
Can't beat you, Arnold.
Arnold spins the weapon and strikes an intimidating pose.
I know.
Fight!
Junie jumps onto another platform with Arnold in tow. Arnold closes in on him and dodges his attacks. They parry. Arnold strikes him in the chest. His life monitor reads 3. He hops onto another platform and uses the lightsaber to create a wall of ice. Demetra wears a frustrated expression as Arnold smashes through it. He deploys a claw on one end of his lightsaber. He uses the claw to lift Junie.
Not that I'm rooting for anyone in particular, but that was a really cool move.
Junie yanks it off and loses a life in the process. Arnold strikes him hard. Junie lands on a platform. His life monitor reads 0.5. Arnold brandishes the claw.
Nice knowing you, Junie.
Arnold, please!
The power of the lightsaber goes off.
What's going on?
You've been tagged.
What do you mean I've been tagged?
Someone has switched places with you.
Rex and Francis helps Junie up.
Not me, guy.
Demetra, what are you doing? You have to find your sister, Junie. Don't do it!
Arnold spins the lightsaber as he faces her.
Demetra, no!
Fight!
Arnold ducks her swing and smashes her platform.
No!
She gets reduced to ashes.
Demetra, game over.
Junie kneels down. Grandpa approaches him.
Email address.
Grandpa places his hand on his shoulder.
Don't fall in love with a game, Junie.
He walks away.
Let's get out of here.
Sorry, Junie. My family.
He pats Junie as they leave. Grandpa looks at the butterfly.
You are causing so much pain. And only I can stop you. For I know why you do these things. Toymaker.
Bring it on. Find me, and the world will truly pay the price. Here in my cyber prison, I was forced to create. Now I will destroy.
Release the girl. Put her back in the game. But, sir...
Oh, you have a better solution, don't you? Of course you do. You all do. So tell me, what is the real answer? Please. I'm so curious.
Revenge.
Healing.
Destruction.
Love.
Hate.
Well, once again, you're all correct. And once again, you're all incorrect.
He uses a controller to make them disappear. Carmen disappears from the orb.
On with the game.
Now the doors of level 4 opens.
You are now entering level 4.
Level 4? Wait a minute. Carmen's on this level.
He looks around and hurries to a narrow bridge.
We might be close enough that it'll work. Carmen, can you hear me?
What?
This game plays tricks. Tell me something only Carmen would say.
My feet stink.
You sound close.
I am.
He turns around and spots her. She smiles. She raises her eyebrows at him. Next, they advance along the bridge.
I see you brought Grandpa into the game.
I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Junie! The Toymaker's the guy who put Grandpa in the wheelchair 30 years ago. Exactly. If Grandpa tries to take revenge, the Toymaker will break free. He's that powerful.
Well, then we have to try and convince Grandpa that revenge is not the way to solve it.
Okay, guy, we found your pal. Now, where are we going exactly? Where's level 5?
First of all, you don't ask the questions around here. I do. Second of all,
we're going to Lava Mountain.
We are?
Beyond that is the passage to level 5.
I don't think so.
Oh, so suddenly you're the game expert.
We're following the guy.
She puts her arm around Junie's shoulders.
You know, Junie, we don't need these guys following us. Not where we're going.
I promised them they could tag along.
Look, this is how I know where to go. Trust me.
Moments later, they arrive at the edge of a cliff.
Lava Mountain.
Why is it that every video game has lava in it?
Technically, that's not true. There's no lava in Halo. And in Metroid, it's molten magma. Can't touch the lava or it's game over.
But I have 6 lives left.
Doesn't matter. You fall in, you lose. The game's getting tougher, guys.
This is impossible.
What do you think, Grandpa?
Difficult.
Let's go another way. Follow me, boys.
Junie checks the map.
This doesn't make any sense.
I give them a map. I give them the girl. What more do they want? Can I just lead them to the door?
Impossible, sir. The way the game's AI works is one...
I know. Can I just talk to myself at least?
You are talking to yourself. I am you.
Well, then, you, me, shut up.
So be it.
Am I insane?
Completely.
He slaps his hate personality away.
They're going the wrong way. I have to drive them to level 5.
He wears a thoughtful expression.
Send in the Tinker toys.
He presses a red button.
Finding another path. Now this is good thinking. She's good, guy. We should listen to her more often.
Stay off my side.
Okay.
The ground rumbles.
What is this?
Cracks appear on the ground. An army of little robots with claws and teeth emerge to the surface.
Tinker toys!
Grandpa kicks a Tinker toy away as the players break into a run.
Wait, what's worse? Lava or Tinker toys?
Definitely Tinker toys!
Carmen, what do we do?
She jumps off the cliff and deploys a surfboard as she plummets towards the lava. The other players pause at the edge of the cliff and follow suit. Junie hesitates. Grandpa kicks a rock and uses it as a surfboard. The Tinker toys close in on Junie. He jumps and surfs across the lava. He follows the other players as they speed past rocks. They plummet and surf along a stream of lava. He smashes through a large rock.
Rip that wave, Junie!
What are they doing?
They're straying from the path. The Toymaker must be pushing them towards his lair.
But why? What could he gain from... Check if there's a connection between the grandfather and the Toymaker.
Hurry, people!
Coming on screen. Comrades turned enemies. Grandpa's gonna break the Toymaker out of the game to get his revenge.
Stop them. Stir the lava. Bigger waves. Lava monsters, anything. We have to create obstacles for them. Come on.
We have to drown them.
Jessica looks at him.
They'll get an immediate game over and be evacuated from the game. We can't risk letting the Toymaker out.
Do it.
He presses a button. Back in the game, Carmen rounds a corner. Her eyes widen. A massive lava monster holds up its arms.
Judy!
It flings a rock towards her. She drowns upon impact. The monster hurls a rock at Grandpa. The monster carries a huge rock.
Me.
Where are they?
They fell in.
I know, but they should have gotten a game over. They should be back here, actually.
Back in the game, Juni opens his eyes as he sinks into the depths of the lava. Later, Rez sits in a cavern.
Thought I was a goner.
He spits out lava.
Saw my points flashing away before my eyes. All I can hear is my father saying, "You blew it, Arnold. No one told reaches for you."
Juni arrives and shakes the lava off his armor.
Where's Grandpa?
I don't know, but he was here. Isn't this a piece of his armor?
The siblings spot the door leading to level 5.
Open it.
Red flag, Riz. We have to talk about the guy. Highly sensitive.
What about him?
I've been rereading my tech manual. It speaks of a deceiver within the game. Someone who misleads you down a path where no one will survive. I think Juni's the deceiver.
What do you suggest?
We'll have to get rid of him. Or risk losing the game.
What about his sister?
Her too.
Rez nods at him. They approach the siblings.
How much time do we have left?
5 minutes.
What happens in 5 minutes?
This place gets flooded with players from around the world.
Oh, great. Competition.
The Toymaker will take over their minds. That's why we have to shut down the game.
Shh! Carmen!
What is she talking about?
You didn't tell him yet, did you?
I was getting around to it.
Deceivers. What about the other side of level 5?
There is no other side. You'll be imprisoned in the game. Game over.
We're not letting you shut down this game. Now you're gonna see just how fast that counter of yours can count backwards.
You have to go through me first. Game boy.
Now, listen to me. I'm the guy!
Stop saying you're the guy. We all know that you're not the guy. He's not the guy!
A dark-haired teen emerges out of heavenly lights.
I am. And you are?
I'm the guy. The real guy. And I say we go in, we beat this unwinnable level, and we get to the other side. Where untold riches and a bounty fit for 10 kings awaits us.
I knew it.
Now he's definitely the guy.
But it's unwinnable.
The guy kneels. The players follow suit.
Nothing is unwinnable. If we join together in battle as one, we play on each other's strengths and help cover each other's weaknesses. We can accomplish anything, and we will accomplish everything. But first, let's go whip this unwinnable level and show it who's boss. Are you with me?
Yeah!
Stand aside.
He obliterates the door with an energy blast from his hand. The guy enters level 5.
Cake.
He gets zapped by electric bolts. The players hurry to him. The guy's life monitor countdowns from 99.
Oh my.
Oops.
He disappears.
Okay, you're the guy again. Get us through this, Juni.
But I...
His eyes widen as Demetra approaches them.
Demetra!
Juni, quickly! I found the switch to shut down the game.
I also found the exit portal.
We can all get out of here right now.
How did you survive?
There was a glitch in the game. I don't know.
Junie, who is this?
This is Demetria, my girlfriend. My friend. She's my...
I'm his girlfriend. Who are you?
I'm his sister.
She gave me the map. Map that got us here.
Junie, she's not real.
What are you talking about? I've been helping Junie win the game. What have you been doing? Playing prisoner, that's what.
She set you up, Junie. She set us all up.
Junie, she's lying. She's been the Toymaker's prisoner. She could be brainwashed for all we know. Do you want to win this game or not?
Carmen swings her claw-like arm on a holographic Demetra.
She's the reason this level's unwinnable. She's the deceiver.
Why? I'm sorry, Junie, but it's in my programming.
Junie's arm moves through her.
Congratulations! You made it to the end of the game! You won! Untold riches for all of you! And your prize is you get to stay here. Welcome to the game.
Three robotic apes emerge from the ground.
Junie, this way. This is the way out. All of you, quickly!
The players hurry towards a circular door.
I already did. The switch is right there.
Are you sure?
Yes, yes. Go, quickly, quickly.
A tear trickles down Demetra's cheek. She rushes to Grandpa.
Run, Grandpa!
Go, I'll hold it open. Go now!
Demetra! I can't hold it open forever, Junie.
She closes the door before the ape's claw could reach Junie.
Here's our email addresses, just in case.
Terrific.
You're awesome, Grandpa. We took on those Tinker toys. They're the coolest.
He approaches the players.
Thanks for everything. Yeah.
It was real. Sort of.
Thanks a lot, guy.
He gives Junie a hard handshake. Junie watches as the players disappear into a blue force field. He heads back to Grandpa, who wears a glum expression.
What's wrong? You don't want to leave, do you?
How can I go back, Junie? And here I can walk. I can run. You look at me like I'm some kind of superhero.
You are. Out there in the real world. To me, you are.
All right, Junie. I shall go back if you promise me that even though I'll be in a wheelchair, that you will look at me no differently than you are now. Because on the inside, Junie, on the inside, I feel like this.
A blue light glows on his suit.
I promise, Grandpa.
Time to go.
Moments later, they arrive at the OSS HQ.
Coming through. Coming through, please.
Those video games are killers on the eyes, huh, kid?
Agent Cortez, we'll take it from here.
My grandson will handle this. Don't touch. This is Corinthian leather.
Cheska whispers to Donagon.
Okay. So tell me again how you shut off the game.
I don't know if we shut it down exactly. We hit a switch and it seemed to work.
Oh, it worked. The game's down. We just need to make sure we did this correctly.
Actually, Grandpa hit the switch.
Cortez, are these the boys that were in the game with you? We tracked them through their email addresses.
Yeah, that's them. They wouldn't know anything about... Hey, wait a second. What happened to Francis the Brain? Arnold the Strong and Mr. Cool.
Well, in the real world, I'm not that smart.
I'm not strong.
I'm not cool.
Reality check.
So who are you out here in the real world? Special Agent Cortez? We need you.
Whoa.
I'm Jess Juni Cortez.
Let's have it, Grandpa. What switch did you hit exactly? There were two switches side by side. One switch shuts down the game, but the other releases the toy maker.
Who was the idiot who designed that?
Donegan furrows his brow.
Did you free the toy maker by accident?
Oh, I freed the toy maker, but it was no accident. Do you want to stop the game? Then you must defeat the toy maker. It's the only way.
You crazy old man.
Do you know what you've done?
Grandpa, revenge doesn't solve anything.
Will you trust me? You of all people.
A message from the president.
What does he want?
I'm coming back. To settle the score. For imprisoning me. For using me.
Devlin set us up?
It's not Devlin.
All I wanted to do was right the wrongs. Start over a new world. A new chance. Where everyone would get a second chance! But no! So now, I'm taking this to the next level!
The ground rumbles.
Seismic activity off the map! Earthquake! Tornado! Hurricane!
Let's go! Everybody relax!
Next, Juni and Carmen arrive at a deserted street. They look around. He puts on the metallic glasses. A towering ape-like robot steps forward and glares at him.
Quick, put your glasses on. It's the only way you can see what's really happening. The game has entered the real world. There's only one thing to do in a situation like this. What? Call in the family. Calling all Cortezes.
Meanwhile, Gregorio, a mustached man, works in a secret lab.
This is it. This is it. The moment we've been waiting for. Yes. Nobody move. Nobody move. Nobody touch the brain. Fifth brain.
Sparks fly as he touches it with a needle.
This is a historic moment. Probably.
A wire with a suction cup pops out of his forehead.
Probably. The most important... This is the most important moment of my life. No one can disturb me now. I must activate the brain. Now.
Mr. Cortez.
Eh?
Your children called. Some sort of emergency?
Gregorio yanks off the wires and knocks the brains away from the desk. He soars to the sky as a brain smashes a window. Felix, a balding man, watches from below.
Well, I'm their uncle.
Thrusters propel him to the skies. Now Gregorio arrives at the street.
Dad, you need these to see.
Glasses, quick.
Carmen throws one to him. He spots the robot and flies towards it.
Incoming.
Ingrid, the slender woman, arrives. Text Mom. A middle-aged woman lands on the ground. Text Grandma. A long-haired man, text Machete. Juni and Carmen passes the glasses to them.
This won't be easy.
Gregorio punches and kicks the robot's face.
Let's kick some metal.
Screws and springs fly out as Gregory attacks the robot. Ingrid and the family members climb up the robot's leg. Three more ape robots approach them.
We need more help. Our family isn't big enough.
Remember one thing. Everyone's your family.
Call in everyone.
Feig and Floop, a tall man and a man with four faces, Alexander Minion, arrive.
We're here to save the day.
Floop and Minion!
An army of children approach Floop and Minion.
Robot children! Take them down!
They take to the skies.
Stinky Winx!
Winx descends with an umbrella.
Somebody ring the dinkster!
Junie throws the glasses to him. He puts it on.
Gonna make a nice addition to my theme park.
He lassos the robot's foot.
Game over for you, pal! Game over!
Romero, a scientist, dismounts from a flying pig.
Somebody call in a loon!
Sorry, Romero. This is the only pair we had left. They're a little broken.
They're perfect. Charge, Sporky!
The pig takes off.
Random, Daddy!
Thanks, little dink.
Winx brands his name on the robot's rear. The robot wails in pain. Two robots carry Junie and Carmen. One of the robots brings her to its mouth.
Gary Giggles?
Yeah.
Carmen Cortez, I need your help right away.
I'm there.
He flies away from the spy awards.
I'm here.
Give me a hand.
He dons the glasses.
Whoa.
He flies towards the robot's mouth and stops it and lifts it up.
Thanks.
Gary and Carmen descend to the ground.
Hey.
Hey.
Junie lands with Gertie.
Thank you, Gertie. There's still one more.
A massive robot resembling the Toymaker steps over the Capitol building. It approaches the family.
That's impossible.
Someone has to go up there.
And shut it down manually. It's the only way. But who?
Grandpa arrives.
I'm ready. It must be done.
He rockets towards it.
Grandpa, no!
Let him go. Your grandfather has to do this.
The robot tries to catch Grandpa. Grandpa flies into the robot's ear.
Thank you for freeing me, Valentine, but it's too late. Nothing can stop me. Not even you.
That's true. Only you can do that.
You double-crossed us.
The agency, your fellow agents, and me. Your mistake cost me my legs. Well, a mistake like that could only push someone further into the dark, and it has. Look at you now.
But I gave you back your legs when you were in the game. I did that for you.
Let me tell you all the things I've missed in my life because of the accident you caused. I can't walk on the beach with my wife. I missed my daughter's birth. And wedding. Shall I continue?
Meanwhile, Junie gazes skyward.
Grandpa. Don't.
Now, let me tell you all the good things that came of it. Humility. Spirituality. Understanding. You've been living in fear of me all these years, but I've only been searching for you so I could tell you that I forgive you.
The Toymaker takes off his hat.
I've only dreamed I would hear you say something like that.
Now the question is, can you forgive yourself? It's never too late, Sebastian. Take your time. Take your time to decide. We have about 10 seconds.
Sebastian places his hand on a switch.
Game over.
He turns it off.
Goody, get out of there!
Junie flees as the robot dismantles and collapses. Junie hugs his father. The robot head lands hard on the ground. Gregorio pats Junie. Grandpa emerges from the robot head.
Grandpa!
He runs to Grandpa. Sebastian climbs out of the head. Gregorio salutes him.
So, wait a minute. Who won?
Jessica slaps him on his chest.
It's not whether you win or lose.
It's how you play the game. To family.
Junie winks at Gertie as they place their hands over the family members.
And break!
Ralph soars from their hands and smiles. End credits begin. Edited and directed by Rodriguez. Cast: Antonio Banderas, Carla Gugino, Alexa Vega, Daryl Sabara. Described video provided by BMI. End credits continue.
Yo, Valentin, what are you doing in space?
Okay.
Take him down!
Okay. This is good.
What else is new?
This is different. Once you get through the game, your mind belongs to the toy maker. Let's do it again, right away.
I'm coming back to settle the score. For imprisoning me. For using me.
That might be the end of my career right there.
force is dwindling your belly alive. Time to let go the wheel and let your heart drive.
Sounds just like you, honey. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Why doesn't anyone side with me? That's better. Thank you, dear.
That's better. Thank you, dear.
How long have you known?
Since forever. Mom made me swear not to mention it.
So why are you mentioning it?
Because she also told me never swear. So now we're even.
How's that for even? You're on your own.
Hey, wait. I warned you.